From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Tell him you are ready for what he has for you this morning. Speak to the Lord this morning. This is our answer. Speak to us. We're saying yes, Lord, yes. We don't want to leave your presence the same as we came. Help us to live blessed. Help us to receive. Help us to be directed and to be guided by your word. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. Job chapter 15 and verse 8. Job chapter 15 and verse 8. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be in church this morning? All right. Manasseh, wow. Today you're staying with me. You're not going home. What do you think? Wow. Yeah. Wonderful. So you're going to be hungry today because I'm normally hungry on Sundays. Well, before I preach, I just have a few minutes, but a word of advice from the Word of God as I preach. You remember, I'm talking about victory secrets. You remember? We had a little break and all of that, so I want to refresh your mind. But I want to advise you. Okay, do you want an advice?
Yes.
I want to advise you to be somebody who can handle different things at the same time. You should be disciplined enough that when you are doing one thing, it doesn't go against another thing in your life. Because life is complex. Life is like a heavy duty. You know, so if you can't have a balance, Bible says a false balance is an abomination. Now, when I look around, I see church members who can't handle more than one thing. And it's sad because you won't go far with that little capacity you have. Do I have my baptismal certificate? It should be okay. You know, you can't go far when you can't go to school and work. You can't do church work and work at the same time. If you can't handle two things, three things at the same time, it's going to be a problem. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
So, for example, we have a meeting last night, and then this morning, you can't handle it. it's not a major activity. You just come and sit down and watch a movie. And the next morning, you are hustling to fulfill your responsibilities. The small thing, then you see there's garbage around because we can't get up and make sure that the place, it's fantastic. That's why the Bible says that if you're going to be a church leader, if you're going to be a pastor, you have to be able to take care of your own house. Your wife and children are under control. Do you get it? Because if you can't do that, one of the things that we have to understand is that we are either going to allow others outside the church to respect the church or not respect the church. Do you get it? Because, for example, if... I have examples, but I don't want to bring the examples, so that's why I don't know how to say it. Do you get it? If you can't even pay your rent, if you even don't have a responsibility of paying rent, you can't do God's work. I mean, we need workers. God needs people. It's even in your own, for your own good that you need to work for the Lord for rewards. You get it? Because you can't only have your rewards here in heaven, here on earth. You can't just have a car, have a house, have money. You also need something in heaven when you go there. Yeah. So working for the Lord and all of that is laying up for yourselves treasures in heaven where thieves cannot break in and steal. Do you get it? But if you don't even have, you can't even pay rent. You can't do home sale effectively. It's not mysterious. So when you're a pastor and the church is not working, it's not the church that's not working. No. You should check whether you as a person, you are able to manage your life and yourself. Well, it is always from there. Charity will always begin at home. It will always begin at home. And your training is in the church. The different things we do, as we say, go and do this, go and do that. My pastors who have come back from Ghana like this, it's now I'm training them to learn how to pay bills. So I take the church bills, I say, take this phone bill and go and pay. Many of them have not paid bills before in their lives. Because you live under your parents, they are more responsible, they don't give it to you. So when they come, for the parents who probably don't understand, Charlene and Co., when your children come, they have another 2 years at least for training with me. When they come out from Bible school, they are not cooked though. I beg you, just in case you don't understand how we are doing the thing, they are not cooked at all. So I need another 2 years complete control. Otherwise, the time they want to spend in Ghana is useless. Because they come back and become a domestic slave. If you like, try it and see. Guyana doesn't know how to do church. Guyana doesn't know how to do church. So, if you don't allow us to run your life, you can't do anything ministry-wise. You don't understand what I'm trying to say? So, I don't want to change the message. I have a message I'm preaching. I'm just saying that to start the whole thing. So, you need to really submit your will completely without reservation. Because when it comes to church, you don't know church. You have no idea how church works. Which church would you be sitting in front? You who didn't pass CXE. Ask yourself. Because the church is around. Charlie, the church is big. You have to be somebody to be in front of. Because the pastors, they need money to run the church. Mm-hmm. And people don't lose their money. I tell you, because I stand in the pulpit and I see dust around my pulpit, for example. Now realize that, you can't even think about, it's fantastic. You can't multitask, you can't think about certain things. You take a gun and shoot a woman 13 times on the chest and one time to the head. That's what you do. Because you hurt your head. You can't handle pressure. You can't handle responsibilities. Job 15 verse 8. I beg you. Me? Yeah. So you see us and then you'll be jealous. You see pastors, you'll be jealous. You see Africans have come here and they are prospering in the church. Well, then you say Africans have come. You look at all the three African pastors who are in this country. We are more successful than many Guyanese pastors. Yeah. You should look at it and see. You should look at it. You can hate Africans, whatever. But we are a bit more rounded than you. Yesterday, I got... Where's my bentwa? Jah, please get me the bentwa. Did you see the bentwa? Who was there with the bentwa? Was you? Get me the bentwa. You never seen bentwa before? You have the bentwa? Phoebe, you have the bentwa. Let me show the bentwa. It's small, but I'll show you how it looks. Let me see the bentwa. So Samson has blessed me with the bentwa. You see this thing here? This is a replica of bentwa. Please, if you are in Shepherd House, never forget the word bentwa. Okay. Joshua, this is called bentwa. Now, what we have back home in Ghana is bigger. This part is bigger. Right, but it's a similar concept. When you misbehave at home, Anna, where's Devon? When Devon misbehaves at home, you take there are type of beatings, right? You take pots, you hit them. You take ladders, you hit them. You take your belt, you take your shoes. But there's there's a fantastic remedy to misbehaving in the house. We use the bentwa. Chantel, don't let bully get a bentwa. So what our mothers do is they grind pepper and ginger and they mix it with a little water and some herbs, hot herbs, spicy, and they put it inside a bentwa. And they put, you know, vapor rub, they put it around the edge like that. And then, let's say Joshua is misbehaving. They say, Joshua, come. And when you see the bentwa, you know what's going to happen to you. So you come, mommy sits down, and then he puts you across her laps like that. Your big brother, big sister, they are holding you tight. Your pants, your brief, your panties off. Your anus is here like that. So mommy takes the thing like this. The ginger, pepper, and hot spices inside. And she inserts it into your anus. And squeeze it. You go to the washroom in 2 seconds. You run like that. You will never misbehave in the house again. When she calls you to go and buy tomatoes from border and come, you will not turn your face. Because when you see bentwa, your inside will be hot. You go to the toilet for almost an hour. Prince. You will call it abuse. Your face, your mouth, and your eyes. Abuse. That's why you are the way you are. I have had bentwa several times in my life. That's why I'm standing here talking to you. It has made me a better person. Yeah. So, Mr. Samson showed me bentwa yesterday, and I'm grateful he showed me this thing here. So, I'm going to take a picture of it and maybe post it around or something. We're going to give church members bentwa. If you miss church again, thank you very much, Owen. You don't miss church again. Because when you miss church, you get bentwa. Hot and spicy. Joshua, sure, you would have gotten bentwa every day of your life. Pepper and ginger.
And then vapor rub on it. So when you put it inside your anus, already it's hot. Before, man, I say, before the ingredients of the burnt wax goes.
It is so wicked that some pastors pray and they say, Satan, come. He said, turn your back. And he says, Father, I take spiritual bedwa.
Some pastors pray like that. You should go to Ghana and see.
They say, I put pepper and ginger in the bedwa. And I insert it to Satan's anus. And he say, psh, psh, Satan, go to the toilet. Hey,
some people can pray against Satan. Oh. I'm sure Satan doesn't like a bentua also. Amen.
Job chapter 15 and verse 8. Bible says that, has thou heard the secret of God? We are looking at victory secrets. And we're saying that there are secrets in life that will give you victory. And I started by saying some of them. The secrets in life. I mean, many of you. I said sometimes you need to be independent. You need to get out of the house. Parents have to allow their children to go out and guide them and support them and manage them somehow. Because sometimes when you stay in the house for a long time, you don't know. You see, again, one of the things about African culture is that our secondary school is purely 95% boarding schools. So the child from secondary school form one learns to wash by himself, learns to manage his own money for the 5 years that he's going to go to the school. Whereas if you compare it to our system and our society here, you can't get a certain type of human being without a certain type of training. And the conditions around do not allow a certain type of training. So you come to the church with all kinds of complexities. I've been pastoring you for 13 years. Learn to wash your clothes. Daniel Collins is now learning to wash his own clothes in Ghana. If I've not sent Daniel to Bible school, when he wears his clothes, then he takes it to his auntie. It goes to the washing machine. Washing machine. You wash with your hands. Bucket water. Some people use brush. Brush? Why are you scrubbing the floor using brush? You use your hands and soap. Which soap? The blue soap, you call it what? Salt soap. Because you can't afford any perfumed soap. So salt soap, and you squeeze it. You're white. Every Sunday you wear white, and white shoe. And you have to keep your white shirt, your white pants white. Every Saturday you do inspection in the boarding school. Your bed is laid, white bed sheet, your pillowcase. Hey! By the time you go 5 years, but here, sleep. My pastor Samuel, before he went to Bible school, his mother would take breakfast to him when he's in a bed. She even wants to do that to him now, if it's not because I've asked him to move out of the house. Like as he has come as a pastor, it's now clear that she's going to spoil him. He said, hey, my baby has come from Ghana. He's a pastor. This boy won't do anything in the house if he was living in his own house. Treat him like her. And my brother Prince too. Oh, his intellectualism. Move out, pay rent. Understand, thank you. Understand what Guyanese call studio apartment. When you enter, you close your door. They advertise in the newspaper. They say, condo, studio apartment. And you go look at it. You say, this is prison. This is Camp Street. It's not studio. It's Camp Street. Lot 2 Camp Street.
Hallelujah.
So there are secrets to be victorious in life. And we've done a few things. I think we stopped at lukewarmness, isn't it? What do you remember from there?
lukewarm as well. Saying that if you are going to be victorious in life, you cannot be lukewarm. If you're going to be victorious in your Christian life, you can't be, it's like you're not here, you're not there. So in Revelation chapter 3, from verse 13, 15, 14, to the church in Laodicea, he said, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He says in verse 15 that, I know thy works. Remember, God knows you. Marissa, God knows your works too. You see, there are things that you are passionate about that you are not passionate. You see, you are not passionate about church as you are passionate about your certain things. And so God is saying, I know your works. I know how you behave. I know how you stay. There are certain things when we say it. You see, these boys, these children, my son, my daughters, they were the same. When it comes to like movie night. Movie night. Then he tells his mother, I'm going with daddy. You know why? Because he knows daddy will come early. Daddy will catch the beginning of the movie. But every other day, he comes with mommy because he's not interested. When you say safe church, Pinky, where's Pinky? When you say safe church, Joshua, 2 o'clock, he's monitoring. He said, daddy is 2:15. Daddy is 2:30. Daddy is 2:45. Daddy, safe church is 3 o'clock. Because he will come and play the drum, so he wants to come. Anything else, he's not interested. You have to shout and howl upon him. So, even at this age, they have things, they are very selective as to the things that they are passionate about. And that is what we have been trained. My bishop, Bishop Dagwood, told us many years ago, he says that many people will go and live in Afghanistan and work for the UN because they will be paid a lot of money. So he says that if people will do that for money, why don't you also want to move to Guyana and be a pastor there? Is it all money? Is it that if the thing there's no money inside, then you won't do it? Is that how you are thinking? Is that how a Christian must be thinking? He has spoken to us over the years that we have now begun to understand that if I will move to Iraq because of a contract, if I'll move to Dubai because of a contract, then I can also move to Guyana because of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can also move to Guyana and do that. Because we cannot, as Christians, be found passionate about things and not passionate about certain things, especially when it comes to the things of God. So God says, I know you. And please remember, God knows you. God knows your works. God knows you better. One day God was talking to me and he said, you son, I know you are not easily impressed. How much more me, your father? That's what he told me. He said, you are not easily impressed. So what about me who created you? I'm far worse than you. You can't impress me easily. So if Jesus said that, if our righteousness cannot exceed that of the Pharisees, can you? I will encourage you to go and study the life of the Pharisees. And if Jesus made that statement, then it means that he said, if our righteousness doesn't exceed them, we will not enter into the kingdom. People who pay tithe over Edo Leaf. How do you pay tithe over Edo Leaf? Even your 25,000, your 50,000, 60,000, 100,000 you have, you are struggling to pay tithe over it. How would you pay tithe over Edo Leaf? Alana, how would you pay tithe over Edo Leaf? So he said, I know your works. I know your works. Do not be deceived that God doesn't know that when it comes to your work, you are more serious with your work than the things of God. He knows it. He knows it. Then once that difference is there, ladies and gentlemen, you prevent yourself from doing well in life. I tell you. When we're in Europe, we had the opportunity to pastor several people. People from all kinds of different types of countries. Ghana, Nigeria, and all these places.
And sometimes you meet people and they will tell you that, oh, when I was back home in Ghana, when I was back home in Africa, when I was back home here, I was this, I was that, I was that. So then you ask yourself, so what are you here? What are you here? It is not those, you see, it's not how you begin, it's how you end. It's better the end of something than the beginning thereof, the Bible says. So it's not what you used to, it's what you are doing now. What you're doing now, oh, me, I used to, what? Who wants to go into the past? Can you? What do you get from the past? It is the present and what is coming. He said, I know thy works. Where is my scripture? I know thy works. Is it 15? Hello. Sweetie, darling, honey, ketchup, pumpkin. Joshua added egg ball. So let me add egg ball. When he heard me say, he said that he add egg balls. I said, add egg ball. I don't know when we are talking, they are listening to us. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. When you're going to eat rice, and sometimes when your rice, you took the stew from the fridge. Those of you don't eat food from the fridge. Me, I eat food from the fridge. You take the stew from the fridge and then you put it on, you take a bit of it, you put it on your rice, you put it in your microwave and you heat it up and then you start eating. You take the meat, you put it in your mouth and you... So, Mamba, you didn't heat this thing well. Then if it's your wife who did it for you, then you get vexed. You begin to talk. You begin to, you know. Then she gets hot. He says, you are neither cold nor hot. I would. Pumpkin. Honey. Egg ball. You look like egg ball indeed. Please. Hold on with my scripture, okay? Preach with me. Is that okay? Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. He said, I would that thou were or wert cold or hot. I mean, at least I will not be confused. I will not be stressed. If you will tell me you love me or you don't love me, I mean, you just let me know your stand. Let me know your status. Don't play this game. It's like you are. God is saying, I can't handle that. When you go to the next verse, verse 16, he says, so then because you are not making your position and your stand clear, because you are lukewarm and you are neither cold nor hot, he said, you know what? All that I can do is that this stomach, you can't go inside. I will spit you out of my mouth. And therefore, we are saying that if you are lukewarm, you cannot be victorious. Because God does not like people like that. So the first point we were learning is that God is not deceived. Do you remember? God is not deceived by your lukewarmness. Because again, like I'm saying, he knows how it works. Hey, is it RJ? RJ, how old are you now? 13? No, that's Rashawn. No, I'm talking about RJ. You're 12. When we talk about passion, you see, all of these things, you really have to adapt and learn from us. There's a reason why God sent somebody from Africa to be with you. There's a reason why. There's a reason why. I tell you. There's a reason why. Prince, oh? There's a reason why. Because when we talk about passion in Christianity, I beg you, we don't have that around here. We don't. Or even passion and determination in life. You see, there's a certain ingredient. You see, it's like your character. Your character is actually what actually sets you up. There's a certain determination from the continent, the mother continent, that we don't see around this part of the world, the Caribbean and all of that. Meanwhile, our colors are the same. I've told you stories after stories that an African, you see, the white people, even this morning I was reading an article Bishop Saki posted about an Italian guy who did a little article on the churches in Ghana.
how he was saying all kinds of things. In Africa, we like church. Oh. If people think that we go to church because we don't have brains, it's okay. It's all right. That's what they think anyway. That's what apologetics is a very interesting thing. That you should be able to have a defense of what you are doing. But we don't do things because we don't have a head. Those who go to school very far think that they are not Christians who also go to school. It's a deception. Are you there? But when we talk about determination and passion for certain things or things in life, man, you don't find that around here. That's why I like Freddy Kisum. I like him because he has a passion, but it's in the wrong area. If Freddy Kisum was a preacher, oh, he'll get a lot of rewards. Oh. When he died also, he'll be glorified. But this is not his wasting his time to talk about politics, APNU, green color, and this is every place is green. Every place is green. So this church is also green. Green is a color. You can't waste your time on things here on earth. Oh. Passion must be. Your passion is something that God gave you, and you must give it back to him. Should I say it again? I said passion. If you have passion for anything, it's God who gave you passion. If it's in education, if it's in traveling. In Africa, we go for all night for visa. You take your passport and go for prayer meeting all night because you want a visa. You do that for visa? You just go online and you apply and they say denied. They say okay, they denied me. So okay, I'll do or approved. Say I got a visa. Try again. 6 months again. We do all kinds of things. We marry our sisters because of permit to stay in Europe. You can marry your sister. You go to the city council and the white man will say, "Do you take her as your wedded wife?" You say, "Yes, I do. It's your sister." Because we want the legal status in the place so we can have a job and work and go. Most of the time, it's just go and take care of mommy and daddy back home. Most of the time, that's the passion. It's not even for yourself. One young lady who was in our church, she's in Maryland now. She was telling me, she said, "Bishop," she sent me pictures of a baby dedication in the QFC church that she's part of in the U.S., our different brand. She says she can't believe one baby dedication, about 30 to 40 people on stage because of the baby. I said, "Girlfriend, there are nice things somewhere." He says, "I know, I'm Guyanese. In Guyana, even the child father, you can't even get the child father to come." Yeah. Zoe, is that Zoe? Zoe, right? Okay. You also want to be with me all day? You can also be with me all day. I have space in my trunk. I normally put people in my trunk. So you can be with Manasseh today. I'll put you in the trunk. So God is not deceived by your lukewarmness. He knows what your heart is in. So don't bring yourself. Do not bring yourself. He knows what you wake up early to go and do. Yeah. That you will not do that for him. He knows it. He's not deceived at all. You see, if you have people around you who don't talk much, don't be deceived by them. Do not. Don't say, he's a very quiet person. He's a quiet person. You are deceived. Go and see them somewhere in another environment with another topic in another. You open your eyes and say, "Hey, it's you." Nobody is neutral, oh. Nobody is neutral, except that they appear. We appear the same way. You can't do church work. You can't come to church early rain, 7 o'clock. You can't come to church. I beg you. We were not born yesterday. You can't come for 7 to 9 service. You can't. It's too early. That's why I started this 7 to 9 service and I am preaching. To see who? To see how? I'm watching. God is also watching. Reverend Isan, from a distance. Nah. You can wake up and come for 7 to 9 service. It's one of the nicest service. 9 o'clock, church is over and then you go home. At 9 o'clock, you're finished. Your day is right ahead of you. You say it's early?
You used to go and sleep at your boyfriend's place. You wake up 4 a.m. and you get out of the house. 4 a.m. you wake up because you don't want anybody to see you leaving the place. 4 a.m. you get up. With all the things you do in the night, the cheeky cheeky you do in the night. Breaking here and there, left, right, and center. Break in the morning. Break 2 times, 3 times, 5 times. And then you still are able to wake up, brush your teeth, put on your makeup, and 4 a.m. sneak out of the house and go to where you are going. You say you come for 7 a.m. service? Yo, we are not deceived. We are not deceived. God is not deceived about your lukewarmness. Number two. I'm closing. My time is up. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10. There is self-righteousness in lukewarmness. When somebody is lukewarm, there's self-righteousness. So number two, there is self-righteousness in lukewarmness. When somebody is lukewarm, they are self-righteous. Tishaka, are you there? He said, for do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. When people are not making their stand clear, they are trying to withhold something, you know that. It's a sign of withholding something. It's a sign of not making certain things known. It's a sign of preserving yourself. It's a sign of self-righteousness. Yeah. You don't come to church when you're supposed to come. You're trying to play self-righteous. You're trying to state what you are interested in, what you're not interested in, what you think is right and what you don't think is right. It is all about you and what you think is right. So when you are neither cold or hot, it's self-righteousness. Remember, your righteousness, the Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags. Your righteousness, my righteousness, what we think is right to do, Bible says that it is as filthy rags before God. So when you're lukewarm, you are trying to put up a certain front. Oh, you know, this church, every Sunday church thing, you know, I'm not into it. Really? What else are you into? Or what else are you not into? It's church business. You are trying to say, as for you, you are holier out thou. You are what? A middle class type of diplomatic bourgeoisie Chinese Christian. Yeah. Your standards are high. I can't do this late night, early morning, you know, it's breakfast. My breakfast time, I cannot, my bedtime, I sleep early. So this evening service that you have to go home late and no. My children have to do homework. You know, they have to get grade A's. It's self-righteousness. You are trying to show that you are right. You are Mr. Right and Good. Whose children doesn't go to school? Yeah, whose children doesn't? And our children even get better grades than your children. No, it's a sad case. Oh. The people, I'm the pastor here. I'm the bishop of the churches that are here. How many of my church members go to the top 3 schools? With all your self-righteousness about your children sleeping early and this and that and that, which school does your child go to? Ascension. David Rose. The best is Multi. Rashawn. Rashawn goes to Saints. He's the only one, stand up. He's the only one who goes to Saints in our church. Saints is not even the best school. Who goes to Bishops? Anybody here who goes to Bishops? Only me, I go to Bishop. Okay. It's my school. Who goes to Queens? So when Maxwell, Tamika Maxwell, got some good grades in science from Malti, and she says you want to go to sixth form, she applied to go to QC, and her second choice was Saint. And then they didn't mind her at QC, so they gave her the Saints, right? Saint. I said, hey, no, you go to QC. Let's go. I put her in my car. I said, let's go. Yeah. I entered into places. I saw somebody. I said, hello. I said, what are you doing here? I said, I want a space for this, my daughter here. Before we left the place, she was on the list to go to QC. She did sixth form at QC. Yeah. I took her to QC. I'm not Guyanese. I wasn't born here. I don't know whether Prince could take you to QC and there to be in QC. I'm sure he will. He can. Prince has connections. We went to Madawini, Prince. I didn't tell you this. I was looking for you to tell this. And I had an advanced team. They went ahead. So lead Pastor Phoebe and a group of people. And so they were trying to get me a place to stay. The caretaker says, no, there's no place. I should just sleep with everybody. Hey. So Phoebe called me. I said, sweetie, darling, honey, ketchup, egg bar. I need a special place to stay. Cling. Finish the car. You try with them. So here and there, here and there. Then I hear your guy, Aubrey Norton. So no, there's no place. It was later they were telling me, because I told them, girl, a bishop is coming for a camp. You don't respect, people don't respect you. They are telling me there is no special place for me. So I should sleep with everybody. Hey, Guyana. Hey, Guyanese. She had to reason and reason and reason and reason. Meanwhile, he has a room there. He doesn't live there, but he has a room there. It's government property. I pay tax. I pay NIS. I pay GRA. I pay as you earn. He is also a taxpayer. In fact, he's actually enjoying more of the tax I'm paying. So he has a place locked up. Nobody can use it. His secretary has a place also that's locked up. And I still can't get a place to stay. So as I was driving to the place, I said, if Phoebe doesn't get me a place, I'll call Prince. Prince better get me Aubrey Norton's room, even when I call him. He should actually even come and sleep in the room I sleep, not I going to sleep in his room. And I got there, he said, they have agreed for me to use the secretary's place. I said, okay, let me go and see. When I went, it wasn't bad. So I said, okay, I keep my mouth quiet. I said, so where is his place? They showed me the place. I said, I don't like that. I think I prefer the secretary's place. The secretary of the ministry or whatever has a room that is locked up, that a bishop cannot access it. It's not self-righteousness. Huh? They don't respect anybody. No. They have people they respect, though. It's just as they don't respect. So when you take yourself and preserve yourself and make exceptions and you are trying to play self-righteous. Because whatever you say, whatever you think, we also say, we also think the same way. Except that we have a passion for Christ. That is why you see us in the things we are doing. It's not that we don't have a life. It's not that we also don't want to. Hey! Some of the things we can do and we want to do, you may not even want to do it, or you may not even be able to do it. So in your lukewarmness, there is self-righteousness. You are behaving like you are good. You are Mr. Goody Goody. You are Mr. Goody Goody. But after church, I have to go home. You have to go home? When you go to the disco, do you just run away? After the disco, you come outside of the disco. You are liming outside the disco. That's another 1 hour or so. Some people after disco, they don't even go home. They go and find some food to eat. That's another staying. I beg you, don't come to the church and tell God and tell us that, oh, you're not a type who hangs around. You have things to do. Who doesn't have things to do? Who doesn't have things to do? Excuse me, ask your neighbor, who doesn't have things to do? Don't you have something to do? There are a lot of things we can do if we want to go home and do things. Including chiki chiki. We can go home and do chiki chiki all day. Oh, Pastor Gerard, you don't understand what I'm saying. You're understanding, okay. Yeah, you can go home and do other things. You can go home and clean. You can go home and wash. You can go home and watch a movie. You can go home and play with your child. You can go home and, there's so many things I can go home and do. We can go home and do. But we choose not to try and be lukewarm when it comes to the things of God. And it's the passion that takes us around here hours after hours. It's the passion that makes me, after here, I'm going over the river to go and have another service. I have two churches. I pastor two churches. I don't know any pastor who pastors two churches of his choice. It wasn't given to me. I took it upon myself. And if you provoke me, I'll have a third church. I preach here, I preach there, and I'll go and preach there also. We can't be lukewarm. We didn't come here to, these kind of fanatism. You know, we are not into such fanatism. There's too much fanatics. That's why every Sunday's church is okay. 2 hours is enough. You are self-righteous. You are self-righteous. I said you are self-righteous. So let us learn from it, ladies and gentlemen. If we want to be victorious, if we want to succeed in this life, we should. We should be hot and not cold. I hear there's something that has come as I close. I've been seeing one or two boys walking with girls and holding their bags. I hear it's a new thing that has come. Prince, I don't know if you can confirm that. It's a socio-cultural development or something. Yeah. You see boys as they are walking with the girls. An umbrella too? Tanza. I don't know whether it's from Amsterdam or it's from here. Hey. And then he'll take a gun and shoot you. Thirteen bullets to the chest. And one to the head. And whilst he takes your bag like that, your head's swelling. You are an anti-man if you carry anybody's bag.
You are an anti-man. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. I said so. You are an anti-man if you carry a girl's bag. If I was your father, I would slap you 20 times. All your canines and your molars and premolars will come out. What a disgrace you are to men. Girl bag. You carry things with panties inside and always and pardon and things inside the bag. You had good? Tissues they used to go and clean themselves in a good job. That's all the things in the bag. You carry them stupid things? Fine, that's why they never open their bags for you to see. Panties, all kinds of things you don't want to see. If you see, you get blackout. You can ask the ashes, sometimes they try. A lady's bag? I beg you, don't try. It's not healthy. It's a health hazard. It's a health hazard. Hallelujah. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes. I'll say yes, I'll say yes. Help us to not be cold, to not be lukewarm. Help us not deceive ourselves into thinking that when we withhold ourselves, that we are doing the right thing. Deliver us from self-righteousness. Deliver us from the deception of the devil to think that the best, the only thing and the best we are doing is what can be done. I pray, Lord, that you heal our minds, affect our hearts. Let us go all out. Let us put in our 100% when it comes to you, when it comes to your church. I give you praise for healings tonight, healings this morning in your presence. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen.
Maybe as you are listening to me right now, you know deep down in your heart that you are not born again. You know deep down in your heart that you are not saved. If you were to die right now, will you go to heaven or hell? It takes faith. It takes believing in Jesus to go to heaven. You want to pray this prayer with me and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me and I believe God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe with all my heart that by this prayer I am saved from hell. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. You are born again.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.